This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Seven after the hour here. Commentation.
That's a word about commentating. We're commentators. Look at all the things we can do with that word. It's comment time. It's info time. It's focus time on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, Kara Schillen. Hail. The gang's all here. And you're welcome to listen to us yak. This past week, the number four item on the Talkers chart, the Talkers countdown chart, listening to that program, hear it over the weekend on most of the same stations that carry this program. Number four is a focus on the connection between the Prince of Peace, Prince Andrew, and I mean peace to apply in a different way, and Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein.
Epstein.
All right, so Jennifer, what do we have that further corroborates the connection between the two and confuses people as to the wholesomeness of the royal family?
Well, the update on Prince Andrew, we've talked already earlier on about how Prince Andrew has been removed of his royal duties. He's basically been told to take a hike by his own mother, who said, you know, you're just a distraction. And so Prince Andrew is seeing a forced retirement. He's also being pressured now to talk to the FBI about Jeffrey Epstein and his relationship with him. That would be something pretty significant, I think, to have a member of the royal family talking with our FBI about Jeffrey Epstein. All of this is going on while one of the prison guards, Tova Noel, was charged this past week with falsifying records to cover an unauthorized period of absence. She was one of the prison guards on duty that didn't check on Jeffrey Epstein the night of his, and we're using air quotes now, suicide. She said she's ready to cooperate with federal prosecutors and spill details about the night that he committed suicide to federal investigators. Now, it's not clear exactly what information she has that would be of interest to the FBI, aside from the details about why she was missing from her post for at least 2 hours on the night that Epstein hung himself in Manhattan's Metropolitan Correctional Center. She was working with her fellow prison guard, Michael Thomas. Both of them were arrested and charged with criminal conspiracy and falsifying official records for allegedly fudging, as they say, count slips, while failing for hours to check on Epstein and other inmates on the ninth floor in the special housing unit at the correctional facility. Epstein had attempted suicide by hanging just a few weeks ago and had just been moved off suicide watch when they decided to not fulfill their duties and spend the evening goofing off, as they put it. When they returned to duty at 6:30 a.m. to deliver breakfast, they found him dead, hanging in his cell, having used strips of cloth ripped from his bedsheet to make a noose. Federal investigators are now saying maybe they do want to talk to this prison guard, Tova Noel. So that's an update here also being reported now. And this is really disturbing. Put down your Cheerios for this one. There's new information about Epstein's New Mexico ranch. Remember, we've heard a lot about the island. We've heard a lot about the circumstances that existed inside of his Manhattan home, but now there are pictures that are coming out of this place that he called the baby-making ranch. There are dozens of new photos that have come from this place. Pictures inside the main house show a party shower for up to 8 people with 4 shelves full of different toiletries and oils. There's an indoor bathing area that has a large pool, a hot tub, and a shower behind it. There's aerial photos that reveal the airstrip, which is where Epstein flew in and out and flew in with his teenage girls on the Lolita Express. There's also one of the bedrooms that has a sculpture of a life-size Jesus crucified on a golden cross, which covers one wall in one of the bedrooms.
You know, it's attached by chains to the molding. Honestly, I don't want to hear any more of this.
You're missing the worst part. Cameras in every room, which is significant because that means that there is footage somewhere.
Somebody's
of who just came in and out of this place and who was involved with this. And so if this means Prince Andrew, if it means some of the other higher-ups in our country who have been in and out of these places, there should be records. And no doubt that could lead to conspiracy theorists thinking that he was offed.
Well, the other thing that I was reading yesterday about the videotapes is I think that one of the reasons, you know how, Jen, you said yesterday that Prince Andrew met with Ghislaine Maxwell, his, you know, the woman who was Jeffrey Epstein's recruiter, whatever. They met in June. I think it was in July they raided his Manhattan townhouse. Remember when they went into the safe and they found that he had a Saudi passport with a different name and then he had all this other stuff? Well, I think that that meeting with Prince Andrew was so that they knew that the raid was coming and all the tapes that he had been keeping that he admitted to one of the younger girls who's now involved in the lawsuit. I think it was Virginia, whatever her last name is. She went into one of the rooms, the control room once, and saw all the monitors and asked Jeffrey what that was. And he said, "I tape everything." That was his quote. And so where are those tapes? I think Ghislaine Maxwell has them, and that makes her probably the most wanted and valuable fugitive in the world, if you think
there
about
should be the next
who
one
is
knocked off.
Yeah, and you know what? That's probably
that's why
her safety net. Yeah, and that's probably her safety net, because someone else said that she'll never be seen in public again. She may never be, but she's got all of the tapes. I would be convinced that she's the one who's got them. And it's crazy. Right. Just think about what could possibly be on the... Actually, who could be on those tapes is really incredible.
All right, next investigation involves Lindsey Graham trying to get the Bidens. Lindsey Graham is the senator from South Carolina, sent a letter to the Secretary of State requesting documentation on Hunter's work in Ukraine. As the impeachment inquiry hearings begin in the House, this is on the Senate side, a way to, I guess, embarrass them. Is that really what this is all about? What are they going to find that people don't already know?
Well, it's not about embarrassing them. There are real claims of corruption here that Joe Biden actually bragged about on video. And so just earlier in the year, he said that he told Ukrainian government when he was vice president and in charge of Ukraine and their funding to fire the prosecutor that was looking into Burisma Capital. He bragged about it on
tape. But it wasn't because he was looking into Burisma Capital, though. And there were many other nations who were also trying to get rid of the corrupt prosecutor. So I think we do have to tell story. Yeah, but that is
well, I think he
detail.
Needs to tell the whole story. I think he needs to tell the whole story
and
under oath
exactly
as to
what
he was looking
say.
For.
Yeah.
So there's that. There's, obviously Hunter Biden, and every witness that was up there was asked by the Republicans, was Hunter Biden a qualified member to be hired on this board? Was this along the lines of what you would consider to be normal? And everybody that testified said no. So, well, again, there's a lot of trouble for Trump in all of this, no doubt. There's a lot of trouble for Democrats. There are a lot of trouble for Joe Biden and Hunter Biden, and he's got his hands full. He's got
all the better to eat you with, my dear. Look at those teeth.
I guess, but he was,
all the
he
better
was with
to
his
get Michael
brother's
Bloomberg
wife,
in
remember.
The presidential catbird seat. All this stuff.
I guess, but he was with his brother's wife when he had a baby out of wedlock, and now he's dealing with that. The DNA tests are in on that. So
I think everyone's going to agree Hunter Biden is a loser. I don't think anyone's going to try to defend him.
So where
in terms
are the good candidates? I see Elizabeth Warren is all over the place. She had a rally and talked about how bad it was that Zuckerberg had private meal with President Trump. Horrible. Why? Well, so what? I don't mean I'm no fan of Zuckerberg's. Not much of a fan of Trump's. But what the hell difference does it make whether they had a lunch or they didn't have a lunch? It sounds like these people are grasping
at
straws.
Now in our culture, you can't
just
be
so
friends.
Angry
you can't talk to people. If they're not on the right side of the aisle.
Another one who needs to go away.
Dumb.
Who's going to go away? It is, again, every time I look at some of these things, I think, okay, the door keeps opening wider and wider for Michael Bloomberg. It's 16 past the hour on the DJV program.
Trade Pros, whether you specialize in service or new construction, Ferguson knows firsthand how much work goes into a long day on the job, which is why we're committed to offering the products and solutions to get every job done right. With over 1,000 locations, an unmatched selection of specialty products, tools, and supplies, our pro pickup and same or next day delivery, you can trust that doing business with Ferguson will be the easiest part of your hard day's work. Visit Ferguson.com to find a counter location near you.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you ready for the eating season and the weight gain that comes with it? Well, if you're taking Calitrin, you can actually lose weight during the eating season. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42 and never felt better in my life. The best thing that I've ever taken outside of this market, and nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
See, real people are getting real results with Calitrin, and it's huge, 86% success rate. You've got to try it for yourself. Go to toploss.com to find out more and to register to win a 90-day supply. That's toploss.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yes, Doug, Jen, and Victoria on the DJV program. Some names in the news. Chrissy Teigen says she's not impressed being married to the sexiest man alive, John Legend. Is she younger? Are they both about the same age? What's the...
She's younger.
Younger,
not,
right.
Not by, like, a crazy amount.
So could she ever be proclaimed the sexiest woman alive? Is there such an award? I don't know that they have.
I don't think they do that. I think they do People Magazine's Most Beautiful.
That would be sexist.
Right.
Right.
I think they do the most.
And the sexiest man alive is not. So she's is she funny? Is she a character? What's her shtick? I know her name.
I think she's funny.
She's
kind of, I mean, she's known to be funny on social media. That's kind of her thing.
Is it okay? All right.
Yeah.
Jake Burton Carpenter. You were talking about him, Victoria. He was apparently the king of snowboarding. Passed away at the age of 65. I don't know that much about him. I'll leave it to you.
He's kind of considered to be the father of the sport.
Snowboarding,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, and so Burton boards, the snowboards and all of the clothing and everything, that he started making the Burton board, the first snowboard in Vermont. And, basically we wouldn't really have snowboarding without Burton.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Jennifer... Sam Hunt, is he one of your favorite country stars?
Okay. You know what? He's a new country star, so I don't know. I don't know much about him other than he's DUI king now, right? He got caught.
Yep. Look at pictures of him. What did he have? An open carry violation as well. Where did his arrest take place? Was it California?
I don't know. In Tennessee, wasn't he? I think he was near Nashville.
Yeah. Okay. Don't drink and drive, folks. Get your picture all over the
place.
Get
a driver.
Uh-huh.
He's made enough money. He can afford it.
Yep. Well, that's it. See, the people, I don't know. People have no, the common sense quotient here is kind of screwy, seems to me. That'll ruin a good career. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Is very recognizable, and thus you know when Coldplay is in play. He's the frontman for the group. Gave an interview promoting the new album, Everyday Life. This is the title track from that album. He was asked if fans would see the band hitting the road again after their super successful A Head Full of Dreams tour from a couple of years ago. Since that time, a couple of years ago, he's become the music curator for the annual Global Citizens Festival, where he says he's become more aware of environmental issues like pollution and climate change. He says, Chris says, our next tour will be the best possible version of a tour like that environmentally. Their tour would not move forward unless it's environmentally friendly. How would you do that? What would be the, have an electric truck drive the stuff around? What do you, how do you do this?
Yeah. How do you avoid that private plane, Chris?
Well, yeah. No, and he said the flying part, it just, yeah, in his quote goes on, but in the flying part, he said it's the hardest thing to figure out, but he said he'd want the tour to
Southwest,
be largely
maybe.
Solar-powered.
Nah, Southwest.
Anyway. But he can fly on a regular airplane like us regular folks.
Yeah.
Well, they have such a big crew and everything, too. But, they could fly commercial. That's true. He said that's the hardest part of it. But then they don't want to have any single-use plastic, which a lot of bands are already doing. If you look at the, if you walk out of any concert and you look at the litter and the garbage that's left behind.
Everywhere.
And it's all plastic. So, a lot of bands are looking at that. Dave Matthews Band started it this past summer.
You know, one
so
of
no
the things...
single-use plastics, solar-powered, things like that.
One of the things about single-use plastic or using plastic instead of styrofoam or things using paper, one of the things I found out investigating for next year, you know, most of you know that I have an ice cream. We have ice cream served that's connected to the farm. And I was told because I've been on them all year, I want not to have styrofoam. I don't want plastic. I don't want any of that stuff. So they said, that's fine, Mr. Stephan. Make a commitment right now. Give us a check for $30,000, and we'll give you exactly what you want. So this is the problem. with this stuff. You can get it, but it's, you know, $30,000. I don't have $30,000 from the farm to buy that stuff. Why can't they make it so that it costs the same? Maybe sooner or later they will. But that's one of the real drawbacks for doing what I want to do and other responsible people want to do.
A lot of the argument is a lot of people are just lining their pockets with this stuff.
Yeah, exactly. That's the point. Thank you. All right, next up, musically, 26 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Carrie, you and me, Mariah Carey, sharing a new video she recorded for Spotify as part of the 25th anniversary of All I Want for Christmas Is You, the holiday favorite, 520 million global streams on Spotify, included in 12 million customers' playlists. Song is also the centerpiece of a collaboration between Mariah and Spotify called Mariah's All I Want for Christmas Is You Enhanced Album. The collection out now, curated with original content that complements the deluxe anniversary edition of Mariah's Merry Christmas album, serve as the ultimate destination for her fans around the world. 37-track collection includes the title song, as well as her versions of Silent Night, Oh Holy Night, Christmas Baby Please Come Home, Joy to the World, Santa Claus Coming to Town, as well as a number of remixes and tracks recorded live at St. John the Divine. So, what about that? Mariah and Christmas coming. I think this is something every year we think of Mariah and that song, All I Want for Christmas anyway, which is now the number one pop Christmas song around. 28 after the hour here on the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222. To discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Republicans losing patience when it comes to the ongoing impeachment inquiry of President Trump. House Intelligence Committee Ranking Member Devin Nunes at the close of a hearing yesterday.
I hope Mr. Schiff will clarify how much longer we will waste on this effort and what other vital legislation he's willing to sacrifice for this impeachment crusade.
Nunes referring to the Democratic chairman of that panel, Adam Schiff. Yesterday, former National Security Council official Fiona Hill and State Department official at the U.S. Embassy in Ukraine, David Holmes, appeared before the panel. There won't be a federal government shutdown this month as President Trump has signed a continuing resolution extending funding for another month. The funding was going to run out today. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350-350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350-350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Make that noise again. DJV time is 34 after the hour. I guess if it isn't even DJV, it's still 34 past the hour, right, ladies?
Yes, you are correct.
You're all napping there. All right, let's see. As we move ahead here, the situation... We talk a lot about Christmas trees, but Victoria has a focus on just a plain old tree. And I mean, old.
Very old.
How old is it?
Nearly 600 years old.
Wow.
It's a Salem oak tree. It is considered to be the oldest tree in my state of New Jersey. And unfortunately, this past summer, during a storm, it fell over. Aww. And, yeah, and so it was, it actually made statewide news because this tree, it was so huge and magnificent and old. It sat on a Quaker burial, on a cemetery, and a lot of people, you know, knew about this tree. But there is a bit of a happy ending. Somebody who works here in the state
state's Department of Environmental Protection came up with the idea of taking the seedlings out of this tree, and now every single town in New Jersey is going to receive a seedling from this tree.
Wow.
So it's kind of a cool idea. I've never really heard of anyone doing this before, and so this will go to 500 and all the entire state, each of the state's 565 municipalities. So there are 565 seedlings, and they will be planted. And they said, for nearly 600 years, this tree provided shade and comfort in the Salem Religious Society Friends burial ground. And so now they factor in that in 50 years, the new seedlings will have removed over 2 million pounds of carbon dioxide from New Jersey's air, which is also a great thing. And, of course, these having trees around reduces damaging effects of storm water, storm surges, things like that. We are most of New Jersey's, you know, on the coast here. So that all of that is actually a really great thing. But they on the local news just a couple days ago, they showed all of the little seedlings that have been growing, and they look like a tiny potted plant at this point. But this tree was so tall. That if hopefully all the seedlings make it, and eventually in a couple hundred years, maybe they'll grow to be as tall as this tree was. So happy and sad at the same time.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of happy and sad, I'm trying to figure. I know that officials up in Santa Clarita, Jennifer, have said that the gun used was a ghost gun. I don't know if we've talked about this. Yeah, what is a ghost gun? I don't know what that is.
I think that's an unregistered, like a gun that doesn't really have a registered process so that you can go through it.
Serial number is shaved off, or is that what that is?
Yeah, so it was homemade, so you can't track it. And this is kind of consistent with what we've heard from the officials in this area who have been investigating this guy's past. Apparently, his dad used to make ammunition. His dad would make bullets.
Oh, that's right. That was you said. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So this was a homemade unserialized pistol, which people call ghost guns. And the sheriff's department confirmed that the .45 caliber handgun was actually crudely assembled from parts available for purchase without a background check. Officials said they had no indication who purchased the parts for the firearm, if it was this kid, if it had already been in his home, which is very possible.
So what are we saying here? That people can now build guns and then they get around the registering their guns this way.
Yeah, and by the way, even if we made it illegal to buy parts to make guns, people with 3D printers now, that was one of the big stories coming out of Texas after one of the last shootings that we've had to go through. People are printing the parts that they need. Now, in those cases, you only usually get a couple of shots off because the material that's made from these homemade printers, it melts, right?
Yeah.
But still, it's enough to do some damage. This kid only went through one round. I mean, he went through one round, basically. He had five bullets and saved one for himself.
Yeah. Okay, how many of you have your real ID procured yet? Raise your hands, please.
No.
If you have your real ID.
You don't really need it right away. If you have a passport, you can still you could still travel, though, even beyond next year.
Yeah,
if you can travel without a real ID.
But most Americans don't have a passport.
Right.
But the reason I'm not rushing is because I have a passport, so push comes to shove. I'm not going to get in lines and wait to try to get one of these
things. I have mine, I'll have you know. Da-da-da-da-da. So this is something you need to use. As a matter of fact, I think most of the TSA locations now are looking for or looking at or even suggesting that you have a real ID. At least I've
the
had
deadline's
that.
Next
I've
October.
Heard people. Yeah,
so you won't, if you, I think it's next October. It's either next
year. So how do you warn people, how do you tell people that if you fly, I suppose the airlines could warn you. I don't know if that's their job or not.
When we did this story in tech about, I don't know, a month or so ago, the TSA already estimates that 75,000 people will show up on the first day to the airport not knowing and will be turned away from their flights.
I don't understand why this isn't a requirement for states, why it's not just up to the states to send out the information to people. It seems like that would be the easiest.
Well, they have, but not everyone listens and not everyone opens the mail.
Yeah, I mean, I live in Maryland and it's required.
It's an automatic update, right. is what you're saying,
yeah,
right? Like everybody gets a thing. Yeah.
Yeah, so for me, if I got mine 2 years
That's
ago
too
because
easy,
I
Kara.
You would think so. Yeah, I got mine in Maryland 2 years ago when I had to get a new license, and it wasn't an option. I had to get the new one, and that seems like the easiest way to just, if you're going to make it required, just make it so that nobody can get an old one.
Couple of quick college notes. Arrests have been made at Syracuse there with the racist hate incidents. 2-3 weeks of all of this stuff, graffiti all over the place. Have you heard about this?
Yeah.
Kind of disgusting.
I don't know that it's made national news so much, but it's definitely a story in New York and New Jersey for sure.
Yeah, in that area. Yep.
Yep.
Somebody named Kim McGowan was arrested on charge of fourth-degree criminal mischief for marking graffiti on walls. This is like something a four-year-old would do. They wouldn't know or didn't know any better, it seems to me. Not somebody who's in college that supposedly is intelligent. By getting into college, you'd think people would be more intelligent than the average bear, but apparently that's not the case. And also, it looks like college students say ditching their smartphones for a week has changed their lives. There've been a I'd like to see that with everybody. Just put your smartphone down and don't touch it for a week and see what happens. How about that? Who here could do that? Some of the college students are saying it's really refreshing, it's really relaxing, it's wunderbar. So could you ladies all put your phones down?
For a week? No. It would be hard, but I'd like to.
Yeah? Why don't you then? Just do it.
Too much stuff.
What? Really? I never take mine. People say to me when I go into restaurants and stuff or go into meetings, last night I'm on the a citizens group trying to figure out how to preserve more land in my town, and everybody had their iPhone except me. I didn't have an iPhone, didn't have my cell phone, didn't have anything because they wanted to send notes back and forth, communicate with each other. I just don't see it. I don't see the need for it. The necessity, you make a decision whether you want this thing to be controlling your life or not. So I think it's good that some of the college students who said they were trying this thought it was a pretty good idea. It is a good idea. Speaking of ideas, check your watches in your Dick Tracy time device. See if it's 42 after the hour on your watch.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-355-1493. 1-800-355-1493. That's 1-800-355-1493.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Joining us now is Adam Burns, who's become a weekly fixture as we get to the weekend and what people are going to be watching and entertained by when it comes to the sports events of the week or the weekend. Adam Burns is the sportsbook manager for betonline.ag. So if you have a hankering to bet, this is the place to go. Best place in probably the universe, betonline.ag. So the season-ending injury, I don't know how to pronounce this guy's name. Is it Tua Tagovailoa? How do you pronounce that guy's name?
Yeah, it's sort of like that.
Close to like that. Okay. So he's from Alabama. What is that doing to the various odds, people betting on college football? Ohio State is, I think, playing Penn State this weekend, if I'm not mistaken. LSU is up there. Who's betting on what and how much money is at stake here, Adam?
Yeah, well, Ohio State are big favorites. They're 18.5 favorites against Penn State, so they're pretty significant favorites, and they're favored to make, you know, the college football playoff along with, you know, Clemson and LSU and probably Georgia. Mm-hmm. Alabama's dropped off quite a bit with the injury to Tua. You know, he was before last weekend the favorite to go first overall in the NFL draft next year. Now he's not even on the board. I mean, they're even saying that he might even go in the second round or might not even enter the draft. So, you know, things like that can change things drastically. So we got to be on top of the ball and adjust pretty quickly to those sort of things. But, you know, I mean, I think those top teams, you know, LSU, Clemson, Georgia, and, those are the type of teams that will probably get into the playoffs, unless barring some miraculous upset, you know, if Penn State can somehow upset Ohio State,
it could
change that up. But, you know, it's pretty doubtful that that would happen.
They've seen the largest drop here. I'm looking at the stats going from 100-1 to 50-1. That's a big change for them, right? And that was that just in the past week, or how long is it?
Over the last couple of weeks. I mean, you know, college football is one of those things where whenever you're dealing with stuff that's voted upon, it makes it trickier for us. You know, the NFL is simple, right? You win, you move on. And,
right.
This is sort of judged. So
too many moving parts here in college ball. So that makes me wonder, you know, there's been a lot of noise about these college athletes wanting to get paid because they see how much is being made in advertising, promotion, and Ohio State's $200 million a year. And they also see how much money is being made betting. I wonder if there are any, you know, remember the old Pete Rose scandal when he was betting on his own team and that was a no-no. Is there a law or regulations that keep members of these teams from betting on themselves, or how do you know if they are or not?
It's like anything else in life. If you want to bet on your own team or against your own team, I mean, you can get one of your friends to sign up an account and bet it or go to Vegas and bet it.
Right.
I mean, there's no real way to control that. Have we seen a lot of this? No, not really. I think it's over-exaggerated. I mean, the Pete Rose thing, it's funny you mentioned that because yesterday I was out for dinner with a friend and I was ranting how, you know, one of the old Montreal Canadiens hockey players got in the Hall of Fame and Pete Rose is still not in the Hall of Fame in baseball.
Right.
And, you know, he's admitted that he's bet on his, you know, sports, but they never bet against his own team. And there's no one that can prove that he did. And so I was just getting in sort of a little, like, you know, after a couple beer argument with my friend saying, like, well, what's the, like, this guy's not even a good player and he's in the Hall of Fame and Pete Rose is like one of the best players ever and not in the Hall of Fame. So
Now, is there betting on that? Is there a line somewhere at betonline.ag as to whether Pete Rose ever gets into the Hall of Fame or not? Can you bet on that?
Well, if I'm still alive in 50 years, then maybe I could put it up. But
In terms of MVP players over in baseball, what do the lines look like there?
Yeah, well, in baseball, I mean, baseball MVP is always a weird one because a lot of the people who vote, they vote on, you know, based on their WAR. And this sort of thing, you know, so you always got the Trouts and these sort of guys that are always up at the top. You know, Cy Young's is a bit more easier to do. You know, you look at their ERA and their WHIP and that sort of thing. And it always kind of plays out like it does. MVP for baseball is a little bit more tricky and it's one of those things that we struggle with a little bit. And, you know, you never know how people are going to, how they're going to vote. So it's one of those things where, We take more time looking at, and you know, it doesn't even actually, to be honest, it doesn't take that much money. The MVP, the Cy Young probably takes way more.
It does. All right. Adam Burns helping us understand how betting works. He's the sportsbook manager for Bet Online, all one word, betonline.ag. Thanks for the update, Adam.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com. to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 33.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
In our car, take a trip with Nick Miles, who is our auto expert. I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus on cars and maybe small trucks. We get to a new small truck that's really ugly in a moment. First, though, Motor Trend has announced the winners of the 2020 Car, Truck, and SUV of the Year. Let's get that story from Andy Solomon.
Motor Trend has announced the winners of the 2020 Car, Truck, and SUV of the Year. Finalists were evaluated for safety, efficiency, value, advancement in design, engineering excellence, and performance of intended function. Mark Rechten, executive editor for Motor Trend, with details.
We're proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2020 Car of the Year award goes to the Chevrolet Corvette, with a stunning design and world-class performance, all at an unbelievable price. Motor Trend's Truck of the Year goes to the Ram Heavy Duty because it delivers unmatched performance, healthy capability, and premium interior style in the ultra-competitive truck segment. This truck is engineered for work and play. And the SUV of the Year goes to the Kia Telluride. It absolutely nails our awards criteria. It's gorgeous, spacious, technology-laden, and offers great value with an astonishingly fair price.
For all the latest information on Motor Trend's Car, Truck, and SUV of the Year, go to MotorTrend.com. Or pick up the latest issue of Motor Trend on newsstands now.
All right, I can hardly wait. I've been looking forward to this moment all morning, Nick, to talk about how ugly this piece of crap is that has come from Tesla, a electric-powered pickup truck. It doesn't even, it looks like something from Mad Max.
So I have a little meme that I was going to create last night, and I thought it was kind of nasty, but I think it almost looks like Elon Musk realized a couple nights ago that he had to have a truck ready, so he went in the garage and welded a few pieces of sheet metal together, and this is what he came up with. Even the wheel wells are like, just look like they're just cut out in somebody's garage. I mean, it's awful, Doug. I can't imagine that anybody put any time or effort into this. It's called, the exterior is this sort of rolled stainless steel. They're calling it Tesla cold rolled stainless steel. It doesn't look nice at all. There's some cool things about it, like the headlights. You can't actually see where they are. But it honestly, it looks like a metal piece of metal triangle.
You remember the DeLorean? We all knew what a DeLorean looked like. That had that same stainless steel sort of exterior to it, but it had some design. This doesn't have any. It looks foolish. It actually looks like somebody cut it out of cardboard. Never mind out of metal. Looks like a cardboard truck. It's as opposed to. Did you see the new Defender that was announced this week? Range Rover has been making these Defenders, and for a long time they weren't available new in the States because they didn't meet some kind of standard for whatever. So you could buy a used one for, I thought I'd have one on the farm. They're very expensive, the used ones, $40,000.
Yeah.
But the new one is now, what do you think of the new one?
Well, I was actually at the stand. The interesting thing is the roof actually will hold, just the roof, will hold about 370-odd pounds, just so you know, a big guy or three Miss Money Pennies or 37 cats could be, well-fed cats could be on the roof. It looks really great. It's used in the new James Bond film. The vehicle is everything that we want from a Land Rover Defender. I'm so glad it's coming back, and it looks amazing. Starts at about $50,000.
Yeah. But you know what I'm talking about, the ones that have been rehabbed, people have been buying them, and you can easily spend $40,000 on one that maybe is 20 years old.
Oh, yeah, I saw one that was only had 30,000 miles on it, and they wanted 120,000. Most of them got over 30,000. It got over 150,000 miles on them. The last year that they were for sale in the United States was 1996. So it's glad to see them coming back.
Long time ago. You're at the L.A. Auto Show this week. What do you expect to see, or what have you seen already?
Oh, some absolutely stunning vehicles. A lot of special editions, a lot of electric vehicles. Toyota got their RAV plug-in hybrid here. That's going to be, they sell 450,000 of those every year. They're huge sellers. The Mach-E, which I now have decided I'm going to own. So
you buy two of them?
Yeah.
I see you put a deposit on two of them. Why?
Yeah, well, they come so far apart. The first one will come sometime next summer. And the deposit is $500. It's fully refundable, so that's really cool. And then the second one is the GT version, the sporty version that goes to 0 to 60 in less than 3.5 seconds. But that doesn't come for a couple of years. And I sort of decided that if I put $500 down on each of them, I can change my mind at any time, but I can also maybe sell one on, because the first one is a special edition. So there'll only be 2,000 of those made.
This is an investment. This might be a good investment. I go to the Ford dealer, talk to the guy who runs a Ford shop. I know him, and tell him I'll put $500 on one of these. I want one of the new what do you call it? A Mach-ES?
Mach-E. So the Mustang Mach-E, like Mach 1 or Mach 2. It's a great car.
All right. I'll take your word for it. Thank you. I always take Nick's word for it. Nick Miles, ourautoexpert.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.